John, is it a real case of mixed emotions this evening? You've won the game 3-2, but I can tell by the nature of the way that it ended that you won't be very happy.
No, it's not mixed emotions. I'm absolutely furious. I'm furious that we let each other sink miles below our standards. From an absolute terrific first 25 minutes where we were irresistible and cutting through them like knife through butter and really up for the game, really enjoying it on the front foot the way we play. Stop playing. And they smelt it. And, you know, on another day, did they got a draw or maybe a win? We weren't clinical enough and we didn't put enough effort in. We didn't put enough work rate in. We tried to swan through the game at 3-0 and we've tossed the bullet tonight. And, you know, the lads have been left in no uncertain terms that is nowhere near any way, shape or form good enough and we won't put up with it.
Is the only good thing about it that you did win the game and that they didn't fight back?
Well, the only good thing is, we got 3 points. And, you know, the call light today, we'll get 3 points on the table tomorrow. But if we play like that, certainly for the last hour, if we play like that anymore, we won't win many games. And, you know, we can't carry players. And after the first 25 minutes, we carried about 5 or 6 and we got sloppy. We didn't do our jobs. A couple of individual errors gifted them 2 goals. They haven't had to work for the goals. That we've just gifted them. And on another night, it could have been 5-all. And I'm furious. And, you know, we've got to put it right.
Is it a mental thing as much as a footballing thing? Something switches when you go 2-0 up and perhaps the foot goes off the gas?
Well, we certainly did a 3-0. But if you lose a 3-goal lead, that could have done untold damage to our season, mentally. So, you know, we've got away with it. And, you know, as I've said before, when you're playing bad, when you're playing well and losing, you'll eventually start winning. When you're playing bad and winning, you'll eventually start losing. And we can't afford underperformance like that.
You've said you've left them in no uncertain terms. With another home game coming up very quickly, will it be a timely reminder? Have you just got to hope that the performance levels return to the first 25 minutes?
Of course you have. But we can't. You know, there was a few harsh words said by a couple of the players as well. And we can't lose the intensity of our game. And unfortunately, tonight we did. You know, Matty Crooks is... I know he's the best player in the league. But tonight he wasn't. Tonight he fell way, way below his own standards. And it wasn't down to his ability. It was down to maybe a lack of fitness. But he certainly didn't put enough effort in. And what disappointed me was that he didn't get dug out by the rest of the players. I think they were just happy to have him back. And, you know, it sounds like I'm singling him out, and I could go on with about 6 or 7 players, but just because of how I regard Matt Crooks and how good I know he is, that when he falls below them high standards, it stands out like a sore thumb. And, you know, I'm sure that Matty will bounce back on Saturday and turn in the performances that I know he's capable of, because I know he's as disappointed as anybody else. But we've got a tendency at the moment to let things happen. And when that's sometimes the danger of having a happy camp, that you don't get after one another when they're not performing. And we can't just do it on the sideline, you know. We've got to be able to police each other, and they're grown men and they've got to look after themselves. And, you know, Buckle's been out for a game and it looks as though he'd been out for a month. And, you know, we've got to keep ourselves right. The ones who aren't playing have got to keep themselves fit and ready to go when they're called upon.
I'm loath to do this, but in terms of the 25 minutes, half an hour that you were pleased with, there were some really bright signs there as well. Is it too soon afterwards to even think about those?
Well, you know, that's the contrast, and that's why you're getting upset. Well, that's why I'm getting upset. Because we played like Real Madrid for 25 minutes, and then Reality Madrid in the 7th Division of the Achille Marshes League. So, you know, I, as a manager, sometimes you just can't put your finger on it. And as much as you'd have, I mean, there was a lot of harsh words said at half time, and we've come out like corpses in the second half. And, you know, they could have been 2-1 within 5 minutes. And then, you know, we get ourselves 3-0 up. And then instead of going and being hungry for the fourth and then being able to enjoy the game, we hang on by our fingernails. And, you know, but signs of attract a crowd to come here. You know, that's not good enough.
finally, a couple of goals for Romy Bocco, doing the world of good.
Well, you know, I knew Romy was going to tie and I knew Mark Hughes was going to tie. And they were two of our better players, you know, they both put shifts in. And Romy was outstanding tonight, I thought he was everywhere, but I knew he wouldn't last. And Romy knew he wouldn't last. And, you know, he's probably the only one who can come out of it with any form of credit. You know, possibly Billy Key as well. But apart from them two, no, the others were miles below the standards.